Hello, guys. Welcome back to this podcast. I hope you're having a great week. I'm so excited for today's episode. It's gonna be really interesting. Aunt Augie, tell us more about it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I am so happy that you're here with us. Today, we're gonna talk about a topic that many of you have requested for so many days. And today, we have a special guest and criminal investigator, Mr. JJ Bravo. Before we introduce Mr. Bravo, I would like to tell you about a disclaimer. This episode is for an adult audience over the age of 18. To protect the privacy of certain individuals, some names, facts, and identifying information has been changed. If you get spooked easily or you get afraid easily, please do not listen to this episode. It is a little bit scary, suspenseful, and has some violence. Thank you. Welcome, Mr. JJ Bravo. He's our expert guest. He's a criminal investigator with lots of years of experience. And today he's going to tell us a fact-based story that happened many, many years ago, but it's very interesting and very mysterious.
Good evening. Detective JJ Bravo here. Who do you find scarier, a ghost or a serial killer?
I don't know, both.
Actually, both are pretty scary.
Yeah, in different scenarios.
Who would win if they went head to head?
Not sure about that.
I'm not sure either.
I'm not sure if I believe in ghosts.
Yeah, I mean, I think I do believe in ghosts, but I wouldn't know how to decide in that situation.
Well, today, I'm going to give you the answer to that question.
Today, I'm going to go back in time to 1897, to a place in Greenbrier, West Virginia, where the only known case in American history took place where a ghost was the star witness in a murder case.
A ghost?
A ghost.
What?
In 1896, there was a woman named Zona who was 23 years old and lived alone in Greenbrier. One day, she was at a local store grocery shopping when a tall and handsome stranger walked in. She immediately took notice of the man because of his desirable presence and his quick-witted charm. As he walked by her, he stopped and introduced himself.
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Edward Shue, and I'm new around here. I'm known as Big Ed. Just thought a pretty little woman such as yourself could help me find some butter around here.
Zona showed him where the butter was, and later they agreed to a date.
Wow, they agreed to a date so soon. They barely met.
Well, you know, he was quite charming.
Well, that's true.
And the ladies like that. Ed was everything Zona ever wanted. Looks, brains, and strength all rolled into one. She couldn't believe her luck. She felt she was the happiest person on earth. They quickly got married, and things suddenly took a different turn. The charm turned to jealous anger, and his looks now seemed ugly. He let everything bother him. The way she walked, the way she talked. He became jealous when she talked to other men. He would pick at her looks. He would start fights over everything. Zona, with no experience in relationships, felt it was her fault and decided to make things better.
He's so charming and good-looking that it has to be my fault. I will do something special for him.
What did she do special for him? And I wonder, when they were dating, or when they were on a date the first time, did he treat her nice or he was mean?
Well, at first, of course, he is nice. But, you know, things took a different turn.
Once they got married and moved in together.
One day, while Big Ed was at work, Zona decided to surprise him with a big dinner. She made vegetables, rice, potatoes, cheese, and an apple pie. However, when Big Ed got home and saw this dinner, he flew into a violent rage.
Where's the meat? You forgot the goddarn meat.
He raced towards her, and she got up. He grabbed her by her head and twisted her neck. She immediately dropped to the floor where she died. Ed ran out of the house and quickly worked on an alibi.
Mr. Bravo, where did Ed go?
Well, the next morning, he went over to the Joneses' residence, just a few miles away. He used to hire Mrs. Jones' son, Andy, to run his errands. While there, he was able to convince Andy to go to his house to pick up some eggs from Zona to take to the store. Andy left quickly to run the errand. When Andy arrived at their house, and called for Zona. She did not answer. He called again with no response. Then he noticed a blood trail on the floor and followed it through the house. It led to a closed door. When he opened the door, he saw Zona's body in a strange position. Her feet were together and her head was faced up. She had a strange smile on her face that penetrated through Andy's body. Andy screamed and ran home to tell his mother. Later, a doctor arrived to check out the body. Big Ed was already there and managed to change her clothing before his arrival. He dressed her with a dress that had a high neck and stiff collar that was secured with a bow. The outfit was able to keep her neck from flopping around. When the doctor went to examine the neck, Ed would grab her by the head and cradle it, not allowing him to inspect. He would then sob in great distress. The doctor quickly stopped his examination for respect of his mourning. He then declared that she died of natural causes, childbirth, even though she was not known at the time to be pregnant.
How come they said that it was childbirth death?
Well, back then, a lot of women did die of childbirth. You know, that was the easiest way to go. The last thing they thought was that, you know, Ed had killed somebody.
Okay, they trusted Ed.
It was like a common thing to happen.
Yeah, back then.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's sad, too.
Yeah, very sad.
Well, at the wake, Big Ed managed to keep people away from her body by remaining close to it the whole time and not letting people get a chance to get a close look at her. However, many people found it strange that he was establishing this behavior, and they also found it weird that her body was positioned funny in the coffin. Zona had her head propped up by a folded sheet on one side and another garment on the other side.
Did they notice that something was going on?
A lot of people were noticing, but not enough to raise any serious suspicions, so they went ahead and they buried her.
Wow.
But a few people did even notice that her head had flopped around when the coroner moved her. However, she was soon buried with no setback. This is when the ghost appears. Zona's mother was Mrs. Hester. Mr. Hester never fell for Ed's charms and looks. She never liked him and certainly didn't trust him. She knew that he had killed her, but no autopsy. She had no proof that she was murdered. But one day, while she was in her bed, the ghost of Zona appeared by her bedside.
At first, she was startled, but then she quickly realized that Zona was trying to tell her something. The ghost appeared on four occasions, and at one occasion, the ghost turned its head around in a 180-degree turn to prove that her neck had been broken.
Mrs. Hester soon went to summon up the local prosecutor, John Preston. She spent 3 hours convincing him to reopen the case. He agreed, and they exhumed the body in March.
Mr. Bravo, what does exhume the body means?
That means, you know, digging up the body from the grave and, you know, examining it.
Oh.
To see if there was any foul play.
So she was already buried in a casket underground, and then they took out the casket and they opened the casket and took her body out, so they give her an autopsy again?
Another examination.
Okay, thank you.
At that time, it was very rare that they did things like that. Local law enforcement made sure Big Ed was there as well. The whole time, Big Ed was convinced that nothing would come of it. But after a few hours, they were able to determine that Zona's neck was broken between the first and second vertebrae, and her windpipe was smashed. Finger marks were found around her throat. Big Ed was arrested and held until trial.
"Let me go," he gasped. "I ain't do nothing."
When the public became aware of his arrest, they summoned up a lynch mob.
"Let's get this SOB and break his neck like he did his victim," one man cried out.
The local sheriff was alerted and showed up, and was able to convince the angry mob to let it go. The mob left and decided to let him have a trial. When Ed went to trial, he was confident that he would be released. He thought the ghost story would be laughed off. Even the prosecutor didn't want to bring the story up. However, the defense attorneys were more than eager to bring it up. When they did, they tried to convince Mrs. Hester that it was just a dream. Mrs. Hester held her own against their cross-examination, and ultimately, the jurors believed Mrs. Hester's story and found Ed guilty of murder. The Greenbrier ghost defeated the serial killer.
Mr. Bravo, but if the serial killer, Big Ed, kill only one person, what would he be considered a serial killer?
Good question, Emma. I'll answer that for you. Before Ed went to trial, an investigation was conducted, and they found that Ed had been married 2 times prior to his marriage with Zona. The first marriage ended up in a divorce because you know, Ed, he was always abusive towards his wife. She couldn't put up with it, so she ended it. The second wife died under mysterious circumstances, less than a year into their marriage. Many people thought that Ed got away with killing her, and he probably did. Pending trial, Ed revealed that his goal in life was to marry 7 women. I think his goal was to kill 7 women.
Oh, wow.
That makes him a serial killer.
That explains it.
Yeah, that explains everything. Oh my God, what a terrible guy.
Mr. Bravo, whatever happened to Big Ed?
Well, Big Ed died in prison 3 years later from an unknown epidemic. Some say he served a year for each of his 3 wives.
Wow.
As far as this epidemic, some say it was really a person that ended up there from the lynch mob who killed him by crushing his windpipe the same way that Zona died. And others believe that Zona's ghost appeared in his cell one night and scared him to death.
Ooh, that's scary.
Yeah, that's very scary, but he definitely deserved it.
He was a bad guy, absolutely.
Yeah, he was such a bad guy.
Yeah.
Well, but I cannot believe the end of this story. It is crazy. Like, who would have think a ghost will win on a trial against a serial killer?
Exactly. A ghost against a serial killer. Mr. Bravo, thank you so much for speaking in our podcast. We really appreciate it. It was a very interesting story.
Yeah, thank you very much.
No problem. It was a pleasure and hope to be on your show another time.
You're very welcome.
Yes.
Well, my friends, thanks for listening to us. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much for listening to us. See you next week. I'm going to share my social media with you. My Instagram is Hema Eyes. My TikTok, Hema Eyes as well. And you can find me in my YouTube channel, like Hema Eyes. So hope you have a wonderful weekend. Please support our channel, rating us with 5 stars. We really appreciate it. You can also follow us, turn on the notification bell to stay updated when we post something every week, twice. And if you like the episode, you can share it with your friends and family. Goodbye. Mwah.